Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. Today we're diving into something super important, building healthy relationships through communication. Ever notice how some connections just flow effortlessly while others feel like navigating a minefield? Yeah, me too. And trust me, it's not always about being the loudest or smartest in the room. It's about understanding how to communicate effectively, honestly, and with that sprinkle of empathy we all crave. Now, I'm not talking about becoming some communication hero overnight. We're keeping it real here, folks. But even small tweaks in how we talk and listen can make a world of difference. Think of it like this. Communication is the foundation of any strong relationship, whether it's with your partner, friends, family, or even colleagues. Without clear and open communication, misunderstandings fester, resentment builds, and those beautiful connections start to crumble. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you build healthier relationships through communication. First up, active listening is a superpower. I know it sounds kind of cheesy, right? But seriously, how often do we just wait for our turn to speak instead of truly hearing what the other person's saying? When you practice active listening, you focus on understanding their perspective, ask clarifying questions, and even reflect back what you hear to make sure you're on the same page. It shows respect and makes the other person feel valued, a recipe for stronger connections. Number 2. Be specific. Ever get caught in that frustrating loop of vague complaints? Like, you never help around here. Ouch, right? That's like shooting arrows in the dark. Instead, try being specific about what you need. For example, hey, would it be possible for you to take out the trash tonight? See the difference? Clear, direct, and less likely to spark a debate. Next up, learn the art of I statements. This one's a game changer. Instead of blaming or attacking, focus on expressing your own feelings and needs. So, instead of saying you always make me feel ignored, try I feel ignored when I don't get a response to my messages. You're owning your experience without putting the other person on the defensive. Now, remember that healthy communication is a two-way street. It takes courage to be vulnerable and share your thoughts and feelings, but it also requires you to be open to hearing the other person's perspective, even if it differs from yours. Be willing to listen, learn, and grow together. And finally, don't underestimate the power of nonverbal communication. Body language speaks volumes. Maintain eye contact, use open and inviting body postures, and avoid crossed arms or fidgeting. These can signal disinterest or defensiveness. Remember, you want your nonverbal cues to say, I'm here, I'm listening, and I care. Think about a time when communication in a relationship was sideways. Maybe it was a misunderstanding with your best friend, a tense conversation with your partner, or even a frustrating interaction with a colleague. You know that feeling when you walk away from the conversation wondering what just happened. You might feel frustrated, unheard, or even resentful. That's where those communication skills we talked about come in handy. Imagine if, instead of letting that misunderstanding fester, you had used active listening to truly understand your friend's perspective, communicated your feelings clearly with I statements, and maintained a nonverbal presence that assured you were engaged and invested in the conversation. The outcome could have been completely different. So remember, building healthy relationships isn't about avoiding conflict, it's about navigating it constructively. By practicing these communication tips, you can create stronger connections, foster empathy, and build a more fulfilling and meaningful social life. Now go out there and communicate like the rockstar you are. Remember to share your thoughts on this episode with me, hit up my socials, or leave a review wherever you're listening. Until next time, stay calm, stay confident, and keep those conversations flowing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.